Before we start learning the Taisus on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, I'd like to just finish the sugya we had learned yesterday. And before that, I would like to perhaps explain the Rashi which we had learned yesterday, which we didn't understand. I saw the Beis Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi, and it's a little bit more clear. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it is better for her not to specify what she is being goyve for mezainis and what she is being goyve for the ksuba. So the Rashi in the third line, v'mipnei ha'yisaimim shelo yomru hakel l'ksuba mochalto. If she has to say that this is for mezainis, or else the yisaimim will say they're muzik and the nechosim, they'll say hakel ksuba machalto v'niskabalto ksuba sayis yecheli lamid edim, so she could be mamid edim sheyiru asanim kalim zainis. Whatever was sold for mezainis, the edim will witness. Im titztarich lekach. And if they'll find that they gave it the mezainis already, your baby idu. But that what she sells for the ksuba, that she won't be medea. The Beis Yaakov says as follows: that what Rashi had mentioned before, that if you hold nixi becheskas yasmi. So, we're afraid that whatever she sold for the mezainis, they'll say this is for the ksuba. And the mezainis, we don't owe you anything for the mezainis because you were paying you all along, and nixi becheskas yasmi, and they didn't want to say this. So the Beis Yaakov says, this whole shash only applies. Let us be megashim dini. Let's say there are two karkois. Let us make a tzio. There are two karkois. Each kark is worth 200 zuz. Let's say she needs 200 zuz for mezainis, 200 zuz for ksuba. So she was going to, let's say, the first two. She sold the first 200 zuz for mezainis. She wasn't mefarad. Now she comes, she wants to take the second karka, which is worth 200 zuz, for the ksuba. So the yisaimim tell her, the ksuba, Rebetzin, you just took the ksuba, this first karka was for your ksuba. Fine, so she says, so this will be for mezainis. Mezainis, we gave you mezainis. That was the chash. Now, why are they saying this? Because they want to keep the second karka. I mean, they want to keep the second karka, so Mamela, they're saying this. Well, let's speak about the same scenario that will take care of this chash. Again, we have two karkois. One karka, both are worth 200 zuz. And that's all what the Yisaimim Yarshind. The first karka, she goes and sells Bifnei Eidem Mutzeich Mezainis. Why she doesn't write this in the shtar, I don't know, but I'll kaponim. She sells it with Neidim, Utzeich Mezainis, and we will perhaps assume that this is equivalent to written in the shtar, and there's a koil. So, if when this was sold with Mezainis, if you have any complaints, speak up. If you hold, he got Mezainis already, so speak up. They didn't speak up, so these 200 were for Mezainis. Now there's the next 200. Now, on the next 200, she has a suffix. Theoretically, she would like to take it for the ksuba, and then she's finished. But Lidach Kisa, there's a suffix, maybe there will be a need of more mezainis. So, if there'll be more mezainis, so it's preferable for her to take the second 200 also out of mezainis, and the ksuba shall mount from the lekuchas. So therefore, it is not worthwhile for her to say that she's taking this for the ksuba, because then she's going to lose. If there's more mezainis, she's going to lose. Exactly why there could be a chash of more mezainis if she wants to be gave the ksuba, perhaps she's only mourning a partial chelik of the ksuba, by that I don't know exactly what the tzodeya sofik is, but it seems there is a sofik that on this second karka, theoretically, she wants it for the ksube, but to protect herself, she's keeping quiet, and she won't say ksube, because if she'll need it for mezainis, so she'll say this was for mezainis, and she'll be able to be given the ksube from the lekuchis. So now the shaila is, but if she'll say mezainis, so the Yerushim will pop up, mezainis, we gave you mezainis, but we sang this for mezainis. So the Beis Yaakov says they won't pop up because they have nothing to gain over here. That means you're saying mezainis, you gave mezainis, so this is for the ksuba. The first kaka was for mezainis. That means that what she knows, Rabbi Yossi's eitz is as follows. That what you know, klo, you need for mezainis, say mezainis, finish, so you're secure. But you have a suffix, the kaka that you have a suffix, theoretically I'm taking it for the ksuba, but I want to, I'm not going to say what I'm taking it for, because I might need it for mezainis. So this cheshbon, she won't lose anything. That means the Yisaimim have no interest whatsoever. That means if she took her mezainis, so Mamela, so the she has nothing to lose and everything to gain over here. That means why should they mix in? All they have to give is the next karka. That means that's all they have. They're not mechuyev to give more. So what will they gain by saying that we gave you mezainis, so this will be for Aksub. So what will they gain? They won't gain anything. They'll make sure that she shouldn't be able to mend these mezainis. So I know them chaytev alaylai. What was gate they on? If they have a monetary incentive, so good. So then, but if they don't have a monetary incentive, there's nothing what to be afraid of. So that's what Rashi says. The karka that she zicha needs for mezainis, she zicha gave for mezainis, that she'll sell b'fnei eidim otzeich mezainis. And if there'll be any pikpukim on that mecher, so she'll bring those eidim. Tistach lekach yevoi v'yidu asan, yevesanim ka leksube, loite idea, b'fnei lekuches. That means really she's selling it for the ksube. But she wants to still have this leeway that she can say it's mezainis. So fine. So Rabbi Yossi says, keep quiet. Because he's going on the same case of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that the first karka say mezainis, the second karka say ksuba. So Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's not worthwhile to do this. It's better that she shouldn't say ksuba, that she could al kaponim be assured that she'll be able to mend the ksuba from the lekuchas. That is dachsuchme what the Beis Yaakov says. Now let us just go over again the last gemara we learned yesterday. Boy me name Rav Sheshes. Meicheres lemezainis. If an ish sold karke a tzerich mezainis, ma'u shetarsa v'titreif leksuba. Now, can she go to these lekuches that she just sold them the karke for her mezainis? So she'll tell them, but listen, this karke is meshubed for my ksube. So memele, this karke is meshubed for my ksube, so I want to be gave it back to you, from you, for my ksube. So the shaila is according to Rav Yosef. Dama Rav Yosef. Armalte the zovin achayis ayasmi. Rav Yosef said as follows: if an amone sells a karke, for a mezaynis, for a ksube, and later a bal choiv will take away the karka from the lekuchis. Achayis hayasmi. So the achayis on this karka is mutal on the yisaymim, because if the bal choiv of their father took away their karka, so it's because of them the karka is taken away, so they're mechuyev to pay achayis. Ubeidine dizovin, the same thing if Bezdin sold a karka, it's also achayis hayasmi. So now the shaila is as follows. So since we see whatever is sold, it's sold, the achayis is on them. I mean, if it will be later taken away from the lekuchis because of the obligations their father had, so they're mechuyev to be achroi on that mekach. Even the achayis hayasmi, so tofa. So now she could be goivim from the lekuchis this karka for her ksube. And now the lekuchis will go to the yisaimim and request achayis. Now, this we have to understand. Do the Yisaimim have any more kakois? They don't have any more kakois. If they have more kakois, so Stamazay, how could she go and mon from these lekuches in after lechmokim ligvois? So they don't have more kakois. That's it. So what's achayis hayasmi? It's either one of the two. At the present time, maybe eventually we'll get a little smarter. But at the present time, perhaps we can say, could be they have metaltalim. And there's a big, big, big machloikis if achayinim, and perhaps rishayinim, if there's a dini nachti loch mokim ligveis on metaltalim. Can the lekuches say that I bought your last karka, but you have metaltalim, some amela. So I didn't shepherd with your shibud. The leiva has metaltalim. So if you can say this, or let us say, for practical purposes, and if this is metaltal mulchei, it's metaltali de yasmi. So, they said lucheira, but the yisaimim are makabel achayis. Lucheira, I think the yisaimim makabel are machayis. The achayis is chal on them. I think. I mean, them are chuyif to pay. So if them are chuyif to pay, so then could be it's go poshut. He says legabi the almone, it's metaltali de yasmi. Or you're not goive, could be this is even better, you're not goive bechlal metaltlim for mezainis or for ksube. So memele, by them purchasing the last karka, there's no inachti lochmokim ligvois. Perhaps for achayis, for the din achayis, it could be that the chiv achayis, not on the father, I mean, they're achroi for the mekach, so it could be it's not metaltli the yasmi, so memelim. So we have an ideal situation, Hastis. Inachti lochmokim ligvois, the lekuchas can't say because they didn't leave over any kakois, and the metaltlim, the almone, can't be gaiva from the metaltlim. It's metaltli the yasmi. So memelim. But the chiv achayis could be is on the metaltalim of the yisaimim. Or maybe it's talking about the yisaimim don't have anything now, but they're chayiv achayis. When they'll get money, they'll pay. I mean, the chiv achayis is on them. So Mamela, Kivin da Achayis Ayasmi Tolfa, since the and them is Mutul the Chiva Achayis, so Mamela should be Goiva from them, the Skalke, Laboy says Meshubit to me for my Ksubit, so I'll take it away from you, and the Achayis shall mon from the assignment. I do me Motsi Omgolo, me Kubi de Ketelar, that even though the Chiyav HaChayis is Mutlan the Yisoymim, if a Bal Choyv of the father was Goyver the Kalke, and Hei the Chayis da Alme le Kibilis Halavoch, Chayis the Navshoch mi le Kibuli Kibilis. But this is Faket, you're the one that's taking it away. For Zoyvay, that means you sold it to them, and now you're going to go and take it away from them. So this achayis, yizichel and makabel on yourself. So that's the two tzadim. Rabbi Keveger and the Chidushim is a sofik. He says you can learn two ways in this second tzad. You could learn that since there's a svore of achayis the nafshach milei kibuli kabilis, that means you're selling them a karka, it's zicha understood that you won't take it away from them. So it's ki'ilu, when she sold the karka, is like ki'ilu she said, dinet bom ainli the karka ilu. So she can't be gave to the karka, but I'm finished. I mean, the her ksuba, since she was the one that sold them the karka, so she can't take away this karka from them. Or he says, the lashon of the Gemara would seem that this is not pshat. No, pshat is that shezichi can take it away from them, but she's mechuya b'achayis. She'll have to pay them. That means she can take away the karka, but she'll have to pay them for what they paid for the karka. So lemay nafkamine. So Rabbi Kivega says lachay you could say nafkamine is as follows: can she take away the karka from them? She's interested in the karka. According to the first pshat, we said iskilu she said to them dinet vorem ainli bekarka elu. So she can't take away the karka from them. I mean, you said you won't be goyva from this karka. That's understood from the mekach. So finish. So they're secure with the karka. According to the second pshat, she's only mekabel achayis. If she'll harm them, she's achoy to pay achayis. So she'll take away the karka, because the karka is meshubet for ksuba, and she'll pay them the money. So it could be this enough kamina between the what's pshat and the gemara. If the pshat is that she was mesalik haschus tirfe, or she'll pay achayis. But then Rabbi Kivega says that's wrong, because Afila will say that she wasn't mesalik the schus tirfe, and but she owes the machayis. So Rabbi Kivega says, but it's still not nafkamina, because when she comes to take away the karka, so the lekeach can say, no, I want to be mesalik you bezuzi. And the lekeach could be mesalik bezuzi. So mesalik bezuzi, so he takes his $100,000 for the karka, mesalik bezuzi. But by the way, I won't give you this $100,000, because you owe me $100,000. A guten tag, he'll keep the karka, he'll keep his money, inshallah mal yisroel. So Rabbi Kivega says, so there's weiter no nafkamina, whatever the shayla, however we learn shat in the Gemara, there's no nafkamina. So Rabbi Kivega says there will be a nafkamina. If this karka was an apaytiki mefurish for her ksubet, so then the lekeach cannot be mesalik bezuzi. That was pshat, that means the Baal made this karka an apaytiki mefurish, so then the lekeach cannot be mesalik bezuzi. So then there'll be a nafkamina. So if we say that she doesn't have bechlal aschus tirfim, so then the karka remain by the lekeach. If she does have aschus tirfim, no, she's chay b'chay, so then she can take away the karka, and she'll pay him the achayis. Amalei tenisua. We learned Mecheres Bohileches. She sells kakois for mezainis ad kedei ksuboso, but she leaves over a karka for her ksube. B'somach lo, on this karka she relies shetigva ksuboso minasha. That what she left over, that's what she's going to be goyve the ksube. So, what is the Baraisa telling us? The Baraisa is telling us, don't sell all the karkois for your mezainis. Leave over a karka for the ksube. Leave over a karka for the ksube. And perhaps pshat is that, between you and me, well, I mean, so don't be. It seems like she has a tvius mezainis afilu on this karka also, but no, don't sell this for your mezainis. This leave over for the ksube. So we have to understand the main. So I'll be going with the ksubes. I won't have the mezainis. What's what is he talking about? Could be he's telling me a very poshut zach. We have to understand, when she mons from mezainis, so she's not getting the full amount from mezainis, because ma'isya der shalahem. So let's say every 100 talas that she's getting, she's giving them $80 worth of work. So, but she's getting $20. So mamela, so fine. So all the karkoi she sells, and she'll get from each karka $20 ever. So nothing to sneeze on. But now the Tanna says, listen, Rebbetzin, the last karka, don't be a nar and don't sell it for mezainis, because then you won't be able to get your ksube. Your ksube is a 100% rebach. So leave over a karka that you should ensure yourself that you'll be able to get with the ksube. So l'chayre, if we learn shat, that she can be goyva from the lekuches, so she could have everything. Let us sell everything for the mezainis. And then the ksuba alman from the lekeach. And it doesn't say that. It says if she wants to be secure in getting a ksuba, don't sell everything. Leave over. Ishma mino shayre in lo shayre loy. Dafke, she'll only have a ksube if she left over a ksube. If she sold everything, she won't get a ksube. Fek de gemore vedulme itse toive kamash malon, vle rikle ro hadrinoso. Maybe it's not. That means, it can be a noble b'shus ha-teira also. That means, she's, when she, mika din she ki be goive the ksube from the lekeach, but that they won't be in speaking terms with her anymore. This is mamish a jip. I mean, not a jip, but upon them, so they hear she sold him a karka, he got the money, and then she knocks on his door the next day, give me back the karka. So melech neitzah toive, v'yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael, it's kedai, it's an investment not to do it. But could be if she wants to do it, she could do it. So Moshem can't listen, goive ksuboso min hashar. My somachlo, here it says she relies on this. So somachlo would mean that if you want to get your ksube, you leave over a karka for your ksube. If you won't leave over a karka for your ksube, then it seems forgettable. Shma mino shayre in loy shayre loy. So I'll kapon him, so we see that if she would be goyve, either, so we have the two stodim of Rabbi Kibegi, either she can't be goyve the karka, if she's goyve the karka kaponim, she's chayiv from the chayis of the karka. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma shetarz v'titreif oisem akarkois atzmon. Amalta d'zovim stei yisayimim l'mezaynis eleksube v'kiblo ole achayis. Achayis ayas mechayis alakuch eschayis al yisayimim shreyaleim hoya achayiv. Tofo, behem yachzu ala yisayme. That's the tzad the boy she can be tayrif and del mon from the assignment. Mechas v'lechlam zaynis actually yutar kaka leyoshim elashig subos. V'samach lo v'oisei ashah yei samach lo ligvois misham ksubos. She can rely on that which she left over to be gaiva diksubit. Now, let us see Taisvis and Daf Tzadik Vov Amid Beis. Nichsi Becheskas Almona Kaimi. Vim Taima Umatam, so the Gemara Eretzat, we have here an Almona that wants to be given Mezainis from Yisaimim. She's a Teveya. The kark is meshubet to her. And we have a shayla who's considered a muhzik in the kark. The teveya who the kark is meshubet to, or the nitva. So Taisus asks, v'im taima, so if the gemara is such a suffix, that a teveya, that the kark is meshubet to him, is considered a muhzik in the kark, is matam the leicha shvinin nichsi becheskas habalchoi? So if you have a malvim that lent money to a loive, and the loive died, so b'may mehem niyasmi lemeima paranu b'milva alpe. That means as follows. We have here, let's say, Reuven lent Shimon money, and Milva Peh, the two Edom that he lent the money. Now, Shimon died, and he left over Kakois for the Yisaimim. So the halacha is by Milva Peh, if the Malva has no proof that the Chayv was not paid up, so the Loive contain a Parati. That's an often the Leiva can tie in the Parati, and Taisus is talking about now the Yisaimim of the Leiva, so the Leiva also tie in the Parano. We paid, or the father paid. So, for Taisus, if our Gemara has a tzad, that Ishe, that's Moning Mezoinis, since the Kalk is Meshubitor, so she's considered a Murzik in the Kalk, and the Yisaimim who are tiny, we paid up, they're considered the taking away from her. So every Milval Peh, it also should be the same thing. The Malva should be considered the Muzik. And the Yisaimim who are tiny Parano should be considered a Maitzi. So why are they named to tiny Parano? The Din is a Zira named to tiny Parano. Now, before we go further, it seems Rashi, when Rashi had learned our sugya, Rashi wanted to defend for that kasha. Rashi said, "Shrei nishtabdu b'tnai bezn." Becheskes almona kaimi shrei nishtabdu b'tnai bezn. That the Gemara only had such a hava minu by Yechiv Mezainis, that the shibut to pay the almonas at tnai bezn. So at tnai bezn is olim that they gave her a din muzik. But Stamazay Shibut, it's not like that. Taisvis, it seems, did not want to differentiate between Atnai Bezin and Stamazay Shibut. So Taisvis asks us for a kasha. There's a Geshmake Ha'ore that the Rishash, the Beis Yaakov, asked, why did Taisus have to speak about Yisaimim over here? Agama spoke about Yisaimim because he's speaking about an almona and she's been given Mezainah, so we have to speak about Yisaimim. But why didn't Taisus ask this kasha by a malvan aloive? That means Reuven let Shimon $100, it's to aid them b'shas halvo. He comes to him, this man Peroin is in a month, he comes to me after a month, Rabbi, pay me up my chayv, he says, I paid you up your chayv, it's finished. So Taisha should ask, why is it finished? But the Malva, since the Kalka was Meshubit to the Malva is the Muzik. Why did Taisvis only ask this Kasha by the Yisaimim of Shimon? The Kasha is by Shimon also. The Rishash asked this kasha. The Beis Yaakov wants to say a teretz, a beautiful teretz. Beis Yaakov says as follows, when a malva months from karke, Nichse de inish inen areivim loy. That means when someone borrows money, he owes the money, and the karke is an orev, a guarantee that Mithkak is guaranteeing, if he won't pay up the chayv, I'm guaranteeing the chayv, he can take the karke b'mokim the chayv. A shibut karke, that goes midin orev. So he says as follows. When the loiv is alive, the malva is not money from the karke. The malva is money from the loiv. The loiv owes money. That's step number two. If the loiv doesn't have money, then we go to the karke. But step number one is you're going from the loiv, not from the oiv. We don't go to the karke. First come to the loiv. The loiv says, I don't know. Now, so the loiv says, I don't owe you any money. I paid you up. Finished. Now, in the Masa Matan between the Malva and the Leiva, so what'll the Malva say? You know, I'm a Muzik in the Karka. Don't talk about Karka. Let's first find out if the Leiva owes you money. The Orev is step number two. If the Leiva owes you money and the Leiva doesn't pay you, then we can be Geiva from the Karka. But first, let's find out if the Leiva owes you money. The Leiva says, I don't owe you money. Finished. And he's Nemo. You proof I didn't pay you? I say I paid you. So b'chomokim the leka loyve leka orev. So he's saying he's a musik in the kalke. The kalke is after we mevard it's a chiv on the loyve. We just found out there's no chiv on the loyve. Therefore, Taisus asked this kasha with a meyodik acharif. What happened if the loyve died? So now when you're mourning from the Yisoymim, you're not mourning al Tzloive. They don't know a penny. The father borrowed the money. So the whole Tviya is on the Yorib. But the father died, but he left over Karka. So Taisus is asking, if you're mourning from the Yorib, I'm a Murzik in the Yorib. So you want to take away the Yorib from me. So I name it a tiny parati. That is Taisus Kash. That's how the Beis Yaakov explains Taisus Kash. So Taisu says, I'll tell you a teretz. That there's a difference between an almone who's goyve mezaynis and a balchoyv who's goyve achoyv. The chashvina lei becheskas almone tvei mishum de meicheres le mezaynish shalei bebez. That means like this. There's a bazundere kule that Chazal gave an almone, like this one, a balchoy wants to be goyve from the other, from the karke, there's a lot of red tape he has to go through before he can get to the karke. He has to come to Bezen, and Bezen will write a shtar tirfe, and then Bezen is machris, how much the karke is worth, and this takes time and time and time and time, till Bezen will write him a shtar achlot, he can go and take the karke. So, therefore, since this involves so many, he has to get so many stories from Bezen before he starts mourning, we can't consider him, he's a muzik in the karke. I mean, you don't have anything yet, don't count your chickens before they hatch, I mean, you're a muzik in the karke. Well, Bezen has to, but there's a whole procedure till you'll be able to go with the karke, therefore he's not called a muzik. Mashenke nan almone chazal made a murdike kula. That Amon is mecheres shalei bebezen. All the red tape she does not have to go through. He owes her mezaynis. She comes and tells the karka. Finish. I need mezaynis. She goes and puts up a sign in front of his karka for sale, and she gives her telephone number. Finished. Zaleidik. So her we consider that she's musik. She's a musik in the karka. That means it's biyodo to sell whenever she wants. She's called a musik. As tamazei a balchoyv, zicha not called a musik. Fine. So, that's a teretz. So I have a teretz now, why a balchoyv is not called a musik. Only ksubesish is called a musik. Zoynis is called a musik, because he's mecheres shaloi bebez. Im kain, so Taisus have another kash. Le Rav Shmuel, now, there's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yoichanan. Let's first speak about what the case is. The case is as follows. What happens, a woman got married, he wrote her a ksubim. Right?
He gives her a get. So now, he dies. So she comes with the ksube. Here's the ksube. Yomi the ksube. What happens if she lost the ksube? She lost the ksube. Now what happens now? So Rav Shmuel said, you lost the ksube. If they tain a parati, you don't have any proof you didn't get paid, so mamela they can tain a parati. That's what Rav Shmuel holds. Let's talk about Yisayimim talk. About in the morning Yisayimim, well, they can tain a parati. Or we tain a kudam parati. Rav Yechanan says, atayin acha maise bezn lo yamakum. Since a ksube is a maise bezn, so even though so there's a bezundere alimus of a ksube, since they owe her als maise bezen, you can't tain a parati on a maise bezen. You paid up, show me the receipt. So the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, a maise bezen, such as a ksube shenevdo, can she mon yes or no? Rabbi Yochanan says she can't mon. She can mon. They can't tain a parat. And Rabbi Shmuel says she can't mon because they can tain a parat. They don't hold the limus of a maise bez. But now that's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos says, and I'm going to go back to my old kash. Im kein le Rabbi Shmuel nehei de les lohu. Kol hatayin acha maise bezn lo yom haklum. Mikol mokeim, kshi ibda ksubosa, when she lost the ksube. So why do they hold that she is, that the yisayimim are nemon to taine paranu? Lo yisayimim nemonim leime paranu, de kivin de meicheres lo ksubosa shaloi bebezn. An almone has this right that she can sell the karka shlei bebezn. Nechosim becheskosa kiyocha. So she's a muzik. So she's a muzik in the karka. So now I'm repeating my kasha, but now I'm avoiding the teretz. That means agemore has a tzat that an almone is muzik b'nechosim. And the reason why she's muzik, I explain, because she has no difficulties in selling the nechosim. She's mecheres shalei bebezn, that's why she's called a muzik. So why does Rav Shmuel say that if him ibdok suboso, the yisayimim anema to taina parati, why can they taina parati? I'm a muzik. You say parati, prove it. Vechitayim ha'af agav de nechosim becheskoso. Taka nechosim becheskoso. Miu mehem ni loy me paranu. But they're still nem on the time of paranu. The muchacha milse midalas lok subem. The machmas priye nikrom. So Taisa says, maybe you'll tell me a teretz on this kashe. And let's explain this teretz. And I'd like to ask two kashas on this teretz. One I know a teretz, the other I don't know a teretz. But Taisvis is saying as follows. So Taisvis is saying, you should know, when she loses a ksube, there's a very big kasha. Why did you lose the ksube? Valuable things people don't lose. You don't put it in a pocketbook that has a hole. You put it in a safe, a ksube. I mean, you put it in a safe. So she, I didn't know I had a home. And she says, no, I'll tell you the truth. You know why the ksube was paid up already? They made a krabesn on the ksube. So that's why the ksube all of a sudden disappeared. Because if we'll see the ksube, we'll see it got paid up. So you say it's lost. But he can't pull the wool over our eyes. We're not so naive. And could be, this is a pertinent question, Tak. I mean, why do you lose the ksube? I mean, you don't lose it when you got married, you put it away in the safe and finished. You don't lose ksubes. So Taisu says, so that's a teretz to my kasha. So my mele, What's the teretz to my kashis? The teretz is that even though she's a muzik, but we see from the whole scenario that she's a liar also. So a muzik that's a liar that doesn't help the muzik. So that's why she's not mechuyev to. That's why they can tie the parano, because we see already things are too fishy over here to take them seriously. So that's what Tosis wants to say. A teretz, and then Tosis nifk another kasha, but let's stop over here for 1 minute. Let us just refresh our memory. When the Gemara cleared the shaila, if Yisoymen, If an amone is moaning mezainis from Yisaimen, so the more klaus, if she a muzik, are the Yisaimen a muzik? So Taisus had a problem over here. What's the shaila? How could Rabbi Yechon have a shaila? Rabbi Yechon held a teina chamaise bezn loy omaklub. Taisus has a problem. A teina chamaise bezn loy omaklub. So, Mamele, who cares your music, not music? The same can't tie in a parati. It's a tie in a chamaise best. Now, because of this kasha, so Taisus says, I'll tell you, the Gemara is speaking about a certain case. The Gemara is speaking about a case that she's mourning in Tovshin Nun Tes, the Mazain is from Tovshin Nun Ches. That means a whole year passed by. She was completely oblivious of the schus mezainis. A year later, she comes, you know, you owe me mezainis from a year ago. Good morning, where were you till now? So she clears her throat. So al kapone, well, that's a big reyes. That means if she was quiet till now, and if they owe her mezainis, people aren't quiet. You mon it. You didn't mon till now. So it's a raya, you're a stick of liar. So Taisu said, Zoi Bazoi. So Mamel, Ayesta Kashe, Atoy Nachamayse Bezen, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Nemon Tataina Parati, Zamayse Bezen. So Taisu says, but when we have a Raglaimod over that she's a shtickle liar, then Atoy Nachamayse Bezen is Nemon Tataina Parati. Fine. Okay. But let's learn the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so what is the Shaila? So what is the Shaila? What is the tzad that she should be Nemon? Because maybe she's a Muzik. So we see a Moira de Kazakh from the Steisvis. That I have a Heichoche that she's a liar only can counteract the Halacha Batoyim Acham Aizah Bezn Layam Aklum. Here they can say Parati already because I see something's very fishy about her. But if she's a muzik, even though I have a raya, shtickle raya, that she's a liar, so the Nesiva says in Beis Yaakov, but Migulahitzi Laimarina, you also have a raya that it doesn't belong to you. You can't be mitzi from a muzik. So here, Taisva says, Klo, if you have a chocha, she's a liar, this chocha is only strong enough to be minagid the halacha of atoyinach amaisi bezn loy omaklum, but it is not strong enough to be mighty from her if she's a muzik. That the Taisus gave us guidelines. A chacha helps connect the halacha atoyinach amaisi bezn loy omaklum. Now they could tie a parati, but the seichacha will not help if she's a muzik. Now Taisus asks Akasha. Now let's go to our Taisus. Taisus asks Akasha. That we're talking about a new story. An amona lost the ksube. She's coming to the Yisaimen. So she says, pay me the ksube. So according to Rav Shmuel, they don't have to pay. So Taisu says, why don't they have to pay? She's a muzik. Why don't they have to pay? But Taisu, because I see she's a liar. So if she's a liar, that's why they don't have to pay. Places I said before, a chacha that she's a liar does not help by muzik. Number one. Number two, if there is a haichocha that she's alive, Taisa said this is a haichocha, it's very fishy, this whole story she lost. The ksubich mein, we're not so naive. But Taisa said over here, kenegad atoin achamaisa bezden, this will be menaged atoin achamaisa bezden. And here, that's the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, that's the case that they're talking about. That a woman lost a ksube, and she's coming to mend the ksube. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, they have to pay her. Even though it looks very fluky. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, they can tie in a paranu. And here, it's from the hapachu. Taisus understands Rabbi Yochanan, even though it's fluky. And Rabbi Shmuel Taisus doesn't understand. She says, a Muzik, and Taisus before said, by Muzik, even though there's a raya against her, and she's a Muzik, it can't be made from a Muzik. So the kasha from Muzik, I don't know a teretz, but the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan could be as follows. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no reyes of why she lost the shtar. Because she doesn't need the shtar. Since a toyin achamaisa bezn layoma klum, so why does she have to be so careful about the shtar? Your shtar, nit shtar, she knows she's secure. Here's a maisa bezn. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no reyesa. So when she tainis, pay me the ksube, so there's no reyesa whatsoever. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a reyesa. So my mail, so they said, could be that's the reason why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you are not going with the ksuba because there's this reis. Miu, factois was fine. So that's a teretz if the ksuba got lost. So we don't believe her. Miu heichadika eidim shenisrafo. But what if there's eidim that it wasn't lost? They said that got burnt. So then, there's no reis, and she's a muzik. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, let it be gave the ksube. Loi lehemno, then they should not be nemo to tain the paran. V'sheme yes loime ike eidem einachanam. Einachanam, I mean, you don't have a gemara on this. So yes, a very good kasha, on the tzad, that she's a muzik. If there's eidem that it got burnt and there's no reyes in her tain, einachanam itake, could be. She's, they can't tie the parati because she's a muzik. Inami. Then Taisus has the second tells. Mizaynais shani. Now Taisus, before we said a chilik between mizaynis and balchoy. Mizaynis is mechere shalei bebezn. Balchoy is tafke meche bebezn. Now Taisus says there's another chilik between mizaynis and ksube. Mizaynais shani. The ksube miyad shenifro nistalko. A ksube, as soon as you pay the ksube, so she doesn't have a shibud anymore. Avo mezoines l'oilom yesh lo mezoines ad shetitva ksuboso hilka chavu nechosim becheskoson tvei mi mezoines. So Taisus wants to say such a teretz. That means like this. When you're talking about a ksube, So the Shaila is, she says, I'm a Muzik in the Nechosim. So they say, says who? Well, you didn't pay me the Ksube. I'd say, but they say, we did pay you the Ksube. So what makes her a Muzik in the Nechosim? As a goof on the Donim. If they paid you the Ksube, you're not a Muzik. You're finished. If they didn't pay you, you are a Muzik. So you want to be Machirid in Teure, that they didn't pay you because you're a muzik. Who says you're a muzik? Your whole muzik is only dependent if the ksuba was not paid. If the ksuba is paid, you're not a muzik anymore. So memela, so how is this machi and the din teire that they owe you the money and you're a muzik? How's that go for the donor? But my mezoinis, Taisus wants to say a gewaldik vo. Taisus wants to say by mezoinis, you have to understand, there's two shailas over here. The yisoimim omi mezoinis. Now, I'm owning last year's mezoinis. Fine. That's one thing. Now, last year's mezainis, if they paid me up, so I'm paid up for last year's mezainis. But I'm a musik in this karka because they owe me to next year's mezainis also. That means the karka is meshubet to me for mezainis. So memele, we're talking about, I'll need mezainis for the next 10 years, so it's meshubet to me for the next 10 years. So Taisvis wants to say, that by mezainis, the karka zich meshubet for. Let's forget about this protiistic tviya that she's mourning. But the karka is meshubet to her for mezainis. That means, Kozman shall get a ksuba the yor mezainis. So this whole karka is meshubet to me. So it's called I'm a musik in the karka. Now we have a tviya for last year's mezainis. But in the etzim karke, the karke is meshubet to me for mezainis. I'm called a muzik in the karke. But Shane came by ksuba, there's only one shaila. If they owe you the ksuba, you're a muzik. If they don't need the ksuba, not a muzik. So I said, goof, onu done. V'loidomi lohodem rinim ba'mekabel. So the Marsha says, Taisvis is now going on the first kashe what Taisvis had asked. Taisvis assumed for a dova poshet, and Taisvis said chilukim, that a malve is not considered a muzik b'nichsei ha'yosaimim. And Taisvis said, "Apsa chilik, whatever the chilik is, that dafke if it can be moichesh lebebezn, a malve cannot be moichesh lebebezn." Fine. So Taisvis has a gemara in Bab Metzia, which would seem not like that. The gemara says in Bab Metzia, the story was as follows. The father owed, let's say, $200 to a malva. The father possessed a karka which was worth $100. The karka is mushbach because of the shvach that was added to the karka, so now it's worth $200. So now the father died. And the Baal Chayv, no, I have a karka, Baruch Hashem, was when the father first purchased this karka, it was only $100 karka. Now it's a $200 karka. The mishbich, the karka. Rabbi say, the karka is meshubet to me. Give me the karka. So there's a psashakla v'tai over there. Yisoyimim oimrim ono hishbachno. The yisoyimim say, I'm sorry, this shvach does not belong to you. We were mashbich the karka. We don't owe you a penny. The karka, that's one, the karke is one thing, but the shvach is not meshubet to you whatsoever. Ubal choyv omar, avichen ishbiach. No, your father was mashbiach. So memele, the shvach does belong to me. So we have here a difference in opinion. Do they owe Is the shvach does belong to the malve or to the yisayim? Umaskone de milse. So the Gemara says, so who wins this tintoire? Is are kiven de legevayne kaime, since the kalke is oimed legeviye, keman de govye domi. So the malve is a murzik in the kalke, keman de govye domi, and memele, he keeps the shvach. So now we have a new problem. Before we had a kasha from Argemore says, that the kalk is becheskes almone, so they said a problem, every malve, so they said malve is different than almone. But now they said I have enough in the Gemara, but Metzia, a new lundis, kundel gevaine kaime, commander gov yedomi. So Taisvis says, that Gemara in my Shaila is Tzvevel. The Hosam Mairi, there they're speaking about Kegoin Sha Yisoimim Moidim Shakarke Ze Lebalchoib Shalabalchoib. They're Moide, there's no Shaila, this Karke belongs to the Balchoib. That's no Shaila. Shaviyim Aso Apoiteki. It's an Apoiteki that the Balchoib is a schus to be going with the Karke. There's only one shaila over here. So this karka goes to the malve. There's no shaila about it. And if the karka goes to the malve, the Shvach will also go to the Malva, because that's a part of, it's an intricate chelet of the Kark. Now the Shal is one Shaila. Does the Malva have to pay them for the Shvach, or can he take the Shvach without paying for it? And that Shaila is dependent who made the Shvach. But Lemaise, the Shvach, the Karka and the Shvach belong to the Malva. There's no Shaila about it. It's an apoitiki, so the Shvach belongs to him. It's his karke and it's his shvach. No, the shaila is this, do they have to get paid for the sis shvach, yes or no? Lekach masik, even the legevayne kain, the command the gov yudam. So it means like this. That means the shvach is mine. That is a new shaila, do I have to pay you for the shvach? So if the shvach is mine, so now there's a new shaila. You want that I should pay you. So now, is the din that makes me chaver all over I? I should pay you? Is the din that makes me chaver all over I? V'teida, now bring your eye the taspsha on the Gemara. Midemaisi Allah, the Gemara brings down a similar dimion. Sofik ze koidim, sofik ze koidim, koitzes vein in oisim domen. When the Gemara says, this lomdus karki command the gavye domi, so when he's potter to pay, so the Gemara says this is similar to Sovik Zekoidim, Kaitzis Veinu Noisim Dom. Now what's the case over there? The case over there is as follows. The halacha is, if a person plants a tree, Toich Chamishim Amo Le'ir. That means the ear starts, the gvulim of the ear is over here, and a person planted a tree, less than chamishim amla from the ear. Now, this tree is a mazik to the ear. And therefore, the bnei ha'ir are entitled to demand that the baal ha'ilan should be kaitzis the ilan. But there's only one shaila. Which came first, the ear or the ilan? If the ilan came first, and they built an ear there later, so then they have to pay him for the ilam. Good. They can force him to cut down the ilam, but they have to pay him for the ilam. If the ilam came first and the ear came later. If the ear came first, then he cuts down the tree and they don't have to pay him anything. So the Gemara says, Sofik Zekoidim, Sofik Zekoidim. What if he have a Sofik? Which one came first? Kaitzitz. So Lamaise, he has to cut down the tree. The tree is no shall, it has to be cut down side by side. So what's their pshat? And the Gemara is medame this pshat to there, to this halacha to the din of Ono Ishbachno. Kim in the locates koi, since this ilon has to be cut off, there's no shail about it. Command the kites dummy. Well, Hashem made the Baal Ilan sheyesh loy lekatzis. It's also made that the tree has to be cut down. Al sheshayol dome. So memele on the tree, there's no shayla. The shayla is, are we mechuyif to pay you? So that is the mitz mechvel lavarai. Im kain arad lo gevayne kaimen the gemoros menami mayri ki agavne that the same mamayde this is an apaitki the chay wasn't paid up. So Mamela, so then it's Taka Aral Gavaina Kaima. So it's like everything is Govi already. The Kalka, the Shrach, and it's only shall do you owe us money, yes or not? So you say, Maitz Mechavei Re'ol Obarai. Nisais, now, when the Gemara Klar Rashaila, Abyechne Rashaila, if Almon is Govi Yisayme, is Govi Mezain is from Yisayme, so he had a Shaila, who is the Mursik? Is the Nechosim Becheskos Yasmi? And Tekin Taine Parandu? Or is the Nechosim Becheskos Almonem? And Tekin Taine Parandu. So Tony Levi, so Levi Boraberaise. He said, it matters. Kolzman, she didn't get married, she's a Murzik. Ali Yisaimim lo virai. Niseis oleo lo virai. So So Tosfos says, Midlay Mashkech Oleh Lahavi Raya Ela Benisei.
So since the Baraisa says that only by Niseis they are Nemon, Shmamino, the Niskablok Suboso, by the Tovok Suboso, Bebezn, Afilu Bemizaines, Shaovlu, Aleihem Lohobirai.
Now, let's first say what Tosfos is saying, and then let's try to elaborate on what Tosfos is saying.
Tosfos is Amorah Dekadiyuk. Levi said that Kolzman, the Almona, did not get married, she's a Muzik in the Nachos. The minute she got married, then they're the Muzik in the Nachos. That's what Levi said.
So the only case when she is not Nemon is when she got married. What if she was Goyver the Ksuba already? Sukumte Manish Kamezainis. After she's Goyver the Ksuba, she was Tavei the Ksuba. So then she is still Nemon. Only Niseis, she is not Nemon anymore. But if she was Niskablo Ksuboso, she is still Nemon.
That is what Tosfos is medayik from the member of Levi, and that's a posha tadik, because that's what Levi said. Niseis are you saying, Melvin Rabbi? He says, till Niseis, even the Skabuk Suboso, even though it's Niskabuk Suboso, Ali Yisayimim Lovarai.
Fine.
Now, let us ask a pertinent question. We just learned a previous Tosfos. Tosfos wanted to explain why is the Isha called a Murzik in the Nachosim. So Tosfos said, because by Mezoinis, it's not only Negeya, the Tviyah, she's, they owe her, the Kark is Meshubit for the Lady Mezoinis also. That's why she's called a Murzik in the Nachosim. Now let's learn this Tosfos. Niskablok Suboso. So Tosfos says she's also called a Muzik. That's what this Tosfos says. Niskablok Suboso, will she, is the Kaka Meshubato for Mezainis anymore? Zichanat, Dama Mezainis. Vafal Piken, she's called a Muzik. So how do these two Tosfos nishtim?
So the Beis Yaakov says, a beautiful teretz.
He says, and then he explains what Niseis is also. The Beis Yaakov says as follows. There are three madregos legabi gvias mezainis. Let's talk about an isha loinis kablok suboso. So she has two milas. Number one, she can be moicha de karke shaloi bebezn. Number two, the karke is meshubet to her for the mezainis, which she will eventually get. So these two milas equal that she's called muzik in the nechosim. I mean, this is her nechosim already. That's loinis kablok subos. Now, let's talk about Niseis. Niseis has two cheschoines. Niseis, number one, she won't get mezainis anymore. And number two, by Niseis, when she wants to mon the mezainis, mizman she'ovar, she has to go to Bezdin already. So the two cheschoines, so she has two cheschoines. So she's like any other balchoyv. So memele, so she's ichanada muzik. That's what it says. Niseis is aleh lahaviraya. Now we have a zman in between. That means it was niskablok suboso. So she has one mile and one chesorim. Niskablok suboso, she can still be moichet de karke shalei bebezn.
So that maila she has, that gives her a din musik. And she has a chesorin, but she, the kark is not meshubiter anymore for mezainis, because she won't get any more mezainis. So this zman is an in-between. There's one maila and one chesorin. So the Beis Yaakov says that this is pshat in Taisvis. So Taisvis held. That means, since before Niskab Luxuboso, she was a muzik in the Nechosim. And one of the milas she still has, Mecheresh Shalai Bebezin, so she still remains a muzik. Till Niseis, by Niseis she lost everything, then she becomes a muzik. That's how the Beis Yaakov says Pshat and Taisvis.